You're listening to Expectations with your host, Sophia Reverso.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Expectations Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Reverso. It is 2025, and I cannot believe I just said that. How are we already in 2025? I feel like time is just flying by, but it is a new year, and as many say, new year, new me. But in today's podcast, we're going to say new year, same me, because just because it's a new year doesn't mean you have to change. For those of you watching, you may notice that I have a heavy face of makeup today, which is not like me. I usually don't wear too much makeup, but this is like full glam professional makeup, and it is because I did a photo shoot today, which I did actually vlog that and, you know, create some content for some shorts and stuff. So make sure you guys subscribe to my YouTube, Sophia Reverso, and stay tuned to see some content for my modeling. Also, I do want to talk about my voice. For those of you who listen to me on the regular, you might have noticed that my voice sounds a little different, and I am losing it today. It started like halfway through the photo shoot. Don't know why, but anyways, my voice is going. So if it sounds a little off, that is why. But you know, voice or no voice, show must go on. Even if it's a podcast, we'll figure it out. Now, normally in my episodes, I like to talk about one quote and discuss how that quote relates to my topic. And throughout this episode, I'm going to be covering a few quotes because I think with my topic, there is several quotes out there that relate. And today in this episode, I'm going to be talking about New Year's and the expectations people have when going into the New Year's and the stress that the New Year puts on everyone. Like, oh my God, it's the end of the year. I haven't done this yet. I haven't done that yet. Or I haven't done anything good. Everything bad has happened. That this year has been bad. I can't wait for next year. Or this year's been so good. I hope next year is just as good. Guys, is it not just like kind of, in a sense, the same year together? Like, who says that it's a new year? We did. We created New Year's. So essentially, we're just living constantly and growing constantly. So why does one day say that that's it? That's the cutoff. If you didn't do what you did in 2024, then that's it. You messed up and you suck. Like, that's not how it is. Or I better do this in 2025. Like, these are my goals. And if I don't reach them, then I fail at life. Why? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Society puts this stress on us by saying, new year, new me. It's New Year's. Like, look back on your year. What did you do? What didn't you do? Like, there's so many things on social media nowadays where you can see everyone's year. And oh my gosh, like, social media is like the worst thing to look at because I feel like it's very easy to get caught up in it, into it, and like very easy to compare your life to other people. But the thing is that social media is just a glimpse. Everyone will only show the good rather than the bad. Like, they're not going to show you the bad. They're not going to show you when they had like a giant nosebleed. They're going to show you when they hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, like I did. So it's like social media is a highlight of everyone's life. Unless someone shows you their vulnerable side and allows that side out, and allows people to see that side. Otherwise, for the most part, it's a highlight reel. So people can't compare their lives, but I feel like it's something that social media makes us do on the regular. And New Year's in general just sucks because, you know, it does happen. And to be honest, this episode, this month, was not going to be on this topic until New Year's came and I was feeling this way. And I've never felt this way going into New Year's, but this is the first year going into 2025 when I felt like, oh my God, 2024 wasn't the greatest. Oh my God, I don't have my life together. I don't have this. I don't have that. I wanted this. I wanted that. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. And I was getting in my head and I was overthinking it and I was getting anxious. And then the thoughts kept coming and coming. And it ended up being a hamster wheel of this negative energy because I was feeling so stressed and caught up in the fact that it's a new year and I didn't reach some of my goals. But then I didn't stop to think of the good things that I did in 2024. Like I said, hitting 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. What about just focusing more on my YouTube in general? And hello, what am I recording right now? A podcast? Like, these are things that I've always wanted to do and never even imagined I would do it. I never thought I'd ever hit 1,000 subscribers. And I did that in 2024. I've always thought of doing a podcast, but, you know, shy Sophia, who was like, as a kid, hardly spoke, would never have thought, like looked back and, sorry, would never have looked forward and could have even imagined that I'd be sitting here recording this podcast. Like, who is she, you know? And I believe 2024 might be when I started my modeling, which is another thing that I'd been like really wanting to get into. And it's always been like kind of on the back burner. But I said, you know what? I don't want to live with regrets. And I want to do these things because they're dreams of mine, they're goals. And I'm going to push myself and I'm going to do it because the worst thing that happens is it doesn't work out. But at least I could say I tried. But these are things that were not going through my mind when I was thinking of the new year. I was just looking at the bigger picture and thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't have, let's say, my own house or, you know, other things. And it's just like I was getting caught up in the moment and thinking that I don't have the big picture rather than looking at all the little accomplishments and achievements that I did this year or last year, I should say. And, you know, I was really caught up in the negative thoughts. And so it inspired me to make this podcast because if I was feeling that way, I can just imagine how many other people were feeling that way. And I basically just want to tell you guys, the new year doesn't mean you have to change, you have to do better. It doesn't mean any of that. It's just a day. It's just a year. You're still living, you're still learning, you're still growing, and you're still going to evolve. One day that says it's 2024, oh, now it's 2025, that one day does not define you and who you are, does not define your past and what you've been through, and it does not define your future and what you will accomplish. It's just a day. And it took me a second to realize that, and I had a few people that helped me realize that, and you guys know who you are, and I just want to help you guys realize that, you know, society makes us think that we need to do better, but as a matter of fact, no one's perfect and we're constantly growing and evolving. So one day doesn't make a difference. All right. So there's a couple quotes that I do want to bring to your guys' attention now, based off of the little spiel that I was saying. This first quote, it doesn't say who quoted it, but I'll read it out anyways. It says, "New Year's resolutions are just another excuse. If you can't change now, what makes you think you'll change on January 1st? And this quote is so true because like I mentioned, it is just a day. So most people don't learn their lessons in a day. Most people don't fix their mistakes in a day. And most people don't reach their goals in a day. It is a day. There's really no difference from December 31st to January 1st. Because for instance, there's no difference from February 1st to February 2nd, it's a day. So how can there be a difference from December 31st to January 1st? Just because the one who created New Year said that it's a new year, it doesn't change the fact that it's a day. You do one sleep. So whatever you have not learned until now, you still have the rest of your life to learn it and reach those goals. And so that quote was honestly pretty spot on with this topic, and it's just relatable to everyone. And I think that people need to remember that more, because it's one day, like, you can't, it's just impossible to be a better person. And like, in one day, there's no time. And there was another quote that said, "Cheers to another year and another chance for us to get it right." And this one's quoted from Oprah Winfrey. I'm sorry, what? Another chance for us to get it right? Are you kidding me? That's just bull. Because like I said, we as humans are not perfect. So what do you mean another chance to get it right? Because I didn't reach my goals last year? Oh, I better reach them this year, otherwise I got it wrong again? That is so bull, and it drives me nuts, because it's like, oh, society has put this in our head that if we don't do certain things by a certain time or do certain things by a certain age, we just like messed up our whole life. But that's not even true. Like, the whole thing about turning 30 is like, oh, if you turn 30 and you're not married, you don't have kids, you don't have your own house, you don't have your dream job, and you know, you aren't successful in life, then that's it. You just aren't successful and you suck. But it's like, why? Because people and society make us feel like 30 is old. 30 is not old. 30 is so young, okay? Of course, like, we want to start to get our life together by then, but it's like, let's face it, even people with children and a house and married and a dream job and this and that and so on and so forth, even they don't have it together, okay? There's always things that we can live and learn and grow, and there's always ways that we can better ourselves. And quite honestly, I'd rather live in a world where I can better myself, because if I'd already reached my best and I'm living like that for the rest of my life, I'm gonna get pretty bored pretty quick. So it's better to be like this, where we constantly evolve. Something as simple as turning 30 and not having our life together, like, it's fine. And it's the same thing for the new year. So the fact that it says, that the quote says, ooh, another chance to get it right. Oh my God, I hate that. Like, I cannot believe that someone quoted that. It's just like, it's just so crazy to me, like, that people really stress the fact that it's a new year and you have to do better. Like, it's insane. You guys don't have to. The next quote I would like to read you guys is a positive one. And it is, "Let our New Year's resolution be this. We will be there for one another as fellow members of humanity in the finest sense of the word." And that is quoted by Gordon Person. I'm sorry, I don't know 100% how to pronounce the last name. If you guys do know, please let me know. But this quote is amazing, and it's especially amazing with the California fires happening right now. I did want to touch light on the California fires because it is such a tragic situation that's happening in our world right now. But it's so nice to see community come together. Everyone is posting resources, and I see some people letting in other people into their houses, who some people lost their homes and they're now homeless, but other people are letting them in and allowing them to stay with them for the time being, which is beautiful. And I know that some celebrities, I think, have gone to feed people and just like really spread awareness to the situation. And I think that that's really nice, especially because it is in LA, where a lot of celebrities live, obviously, and they shoot on the regular there. So it is really nice to see, because they have a platform. So it's nice that they are using it for positivity and for awareness and also resources, because some people might not know where to get resources. And, you know, it's just great to see. And it's nice that everyone's coming together. And even the firefighters, they're working so, so, so hard. And I think firefighters from other countries have gone to help. Like, I think we Canadians have sent some firefighters, if I'm not mistaken. I think Mexico as well. So it's just really nice to see, like, as a world, we're all coming together and trying to lighten up the situation and help humanity. So it's really nice to see. And I do just want to say quickly that I have my thoughts and my prayers out to those who are affected in the fires and to those that have family or friends that are affected. My heart is with you, and I will pray for you guys for sure. It's not an easy situation, and I have a friend who actually has friends that live in LA, and some of her friends have lost their homes, and it's really scary, and I know that she's really scared, so I want her to know that I am thinking of her, and I'm thinking of all of you guys that are going through this, because it's got to be very hard, and I just want you guys to know that if you need to reach out, I'm here to talk or to help in the best way that I can. So while we're on this topic, I do want to talk about my friend, as I mentioned. Her name is Melanie Hubert, and she has a podcast that is called This Blonde Can Talk About Anything. And I know that she has shared a few episodes on the California fires, and it was bringing light to the situation, and she has a lot of resources in that podcast. So if you guys want, you can check her out. I believe she's on all streaming platforms, and yeah, she has a lot of resources in there. And yeah, again, just I'm thinking of you guys in this really tough time. All right, now I have the last quote that I'm going to be sharing with you guys. And it is the positive one of the episode, the most positive one of the episode, I should say. And it is the one that I really would like to focus on, which is why I am ending with it. Because as they say, save the best for last. And so that is what I'm doing. And so the quote is quoted by Hal Borland. I think that's how you say it. Again, I apologize if it is wrong. Please let me know if I have said it wrong and correct me. But this is just a beautiful quote, and it is perfect to wrap up everything, and it's just perfect to literally sum up everything that I've discussed into one. And it is, "Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but a going on, with all the wisdom and experience can install in us." Is that not true? It's not an end or a beginning, it's a going on. That's what I've been trying to tell you guys. Like, literally, it's one freaking day. So it's a new year, yes, technically, but it's kind of the same one. Like, it's just an ongoing thing. It's one sleep, one day. Like, you know, so if you didn't finish something in 2024, that's fine. 2025 is the same thing, okay? So you're doing good. As long as you try your hardest, that's all that counts, right? Put your all in everything that you believe in, and do your best to achieve your goals, but don't set a timeline, because that's what's wrong. It's good to have goals, and it's good to have drive and ambition and, you know, want to be successful. That's great. And, you know, that's a really good way to live. But don't set yourself with expectations that is going to hurt you in the end, because life does not have like a stepping stone on how we have to be. It doesn't have a contract. It doesn't have a manual. Like it doesn't have that. Everyone is just living their life, and everyone takes different paths. Like, I'm doing this podcast right now, whereas you guys are watching my podcast or listening to my podcast. So we're doing different things. Like, I did a photo shoot today. Maybe someone did their groceries. We all have different lives. We all have different goals. And if we have the same goal, we're going to achieve it at different times, because we're different people and our lifestyle is different. So don't compare yourself to other people. Reach for your goals on your own time. Don't give in to expectations, or don't even set expectations. Just do the best you can when you can, and be proud of your success. Because you're working your little booty off and you're doing great. So just be you, and you're already successful with that. With that being said, it is time to wrap up this month's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you guys in my next episode. And remember, be yourself and live your life. Don't give in to expectations and just be you. Bye. New year, same you. Boom. There it is.